Good afternoon. I am speaking on this subject of Japanese studies in the United States and Southeast Asia because I am interested in the subject. But I would like for you to understand that I am not a scholar. I am not an academic person. My role and my work for many years has been in support of academic programs and exchange programs covering a wide area of human interests. I would like to begin the talk today by making a few general remarks. Many Japanese, I believe, feel that they understand the United States very well. Many Americans feel that we do not understand Japan. Many people in Southeast Asia feel that they know a great deal about Japan. Many Japanese, I think, are rather confused about Southeast Asian nations. I am sure there are many reasons for these imbalances in knowledge and understanding. In the cases of the United States, Japan, and the Southeast Asian countries, I am inclined to believe that the present state of understanding or lack of understanding is primarily influenced by the textbooks in use in schools at the secondary level, that is to say, at junior and senior high schools in Japan, at high schools in the United States, and higher schools in Southeast Asia. Some years ago, I undertook a little research work on how the subject of the United States was being introduced in Japanese junior and senior high schools. I was agreeably surprised. In general, the United States is taken up as a part of world history. The number of pages devoted to the United States in these Japanese history textbooks exceeds those given to any other foreign country. In some cases, I found the phraseology of the Japanese writing in these Japanese textbooks to be somewhat Marxist, but the content I found to be remarkably fair. I then turned to world history and geography texts in current use in American high schools. Here, I found great variation between books used in our public schools, that is to say, in our state and municipal high schools, and the private schools. Very sad to say, I found that the textbooks used in American private high schools, which are quite expensive for individual students and their families, were far superior to the books being used in our public high schools. But in both cases, I found the number of pages on Japan in the world history textbooks for secondary level students in America to be very few. Comparatively speaking, American children today are being taught more about China than Japan, and much more about England, France, Germany, and Europe as a whole than about the countries of Asia. In American geography textbooks, Japan is mentioned, but the subject matter is rather superficial and often outdated. I have not been able to examine upper school textbooks used in Southeast Asian countries because I